Blog Talk Radio.
Happy International Day of the Girl.
Wow.
Now, isn't that something, you know, and this has been something that's been around since, I was looking
2014?
At, yeah, 2014.
Never heard of it.
And usually I'm aware of these
I
things.
Think every day is International Day of the Girl.
Should be. But this is like, I think this is, they're trying to make this into another
new holiday.
Take your daughter to work and, you know, just really, you know, and cultivate a lifestyle today that will serve our daughters and granddaughters
futures.
Tomorrow,
yes.
Because it's all about what we lay down for them, just like the women that came before us.
That's exactly
right. That did
right.
The heavy pushing, mm-hmm. Didn't know they were making history, were hoping so, and possibly didn't even see the changes that they were hoping to come about, but we enjoy the benefits.
Very true.
We enjoy the benefits of it. Welcome, people, to Wednesday afternoon, 1 o'clock, She's Raising the Bar.
Woo-hoo!
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Hands up. Cast of characters. Easy
Let's
enough.
Do it.
Two-person play. Oh, jeez. Lori Towers is me. you meant to do that after, right?
I thought you were going to say me first.
Oh, you were so wrong
right?
On so many levels.
Go ahead.
Elite Siegelman is she.
Oh, you said you. All right.
And
okay. We are.
We just said we are raising the bar, and that's it. That's all I have to say about that subject. But what I was thinking was, you know what? I would love to have that theme music tonight for when I speak.
What theme music?
I would love to come into theme, like, if Nina... I would love that! Why didn't we think of that so I could, like moonwalk on stage?
I could put it on YouTube for you. I'll just play it.
You know what I think? I think we should have really, really done the research on this, because that would have been a nice thing, because you know how I enjoy that. You know, have to
if anybody doesn't know what she's talking about tonight, she's speaking at our meeting that
thank
we
you,
belong
darling.
To.
Thank you so much.
Is New York State Women Incorporated.
Oh, thank you so much.
We are having our guest speaker member, Lori Tower.
So nice.
She's speaking on behalf of us women.
Yeah.
I guess politics.
We're going to do a little bit of everything, you know.
You know, feminism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know what?
In the work field.
What I basically was saying you know, before, about, mm-hmm. you know, cultivating a present to create something for, whether we have daughters or not,
mm-hmm.
the girls that
girls
will
of the
be,
future.
The girls that are going to be in 40 years old, they're going to be 8 years old and wondering what possibilities are. I mean, you know, again,
right.
we've I think as a species, you know, as humankind, we do have things to work on.
Mm-hmm.
As far as women,
yeah.
We certainly have it better than
we've had. It's because of all the work that was done beforehand.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, we always tend to think that the push is over, and
right.
It really isn't.
No,
it really isn't, and you just have to constantly rewrite history a little bit every day.
And work on
whatever,
it.
Whatever you could do, whatever you feel is important enough to...
Well, before she went ranting and raving about that, again, she'll be speaking tonight at...
thank you again. You want to bring
Bella
it up again?
Bella Vita.
If anybody's in Staten Island tonight...
Would you let me finish?
Oh, go ahead, darling. No,
oh,
I
my
go
Lord.
Go ahead, sweetheart.
If anybody's in Staten Island, she'll be at Bella Vita on Highland Boulevard. What was it, 1919 Highland Boulevard?
1919, yes.
It was an easy address to remember.
Yes.
We're starting at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
You
yes.
don't have to come for the dinner. You could come actually at 7 o'clock for coffee and cake.
Yes.
They are offering coffee and cake for
$10. Yeah, yeah.
And you could hear Lori Towers talk.
And you know something? There's a great bar. If you get tired of me waxing on, they'd have great drinks there. So
yes.
I know Ali
nice
will be
strong.
Drinking heavily.
I will be busy taking pictures
well,
of you.
No, because I'm just thinking to myself.
I can't drink that
you,
much.
You always hear me ranting and raving. So to you, it's
I'll
just,
be busy.
Oh, She shut up already.
Yeah, I've never seen you talk, speak, you know, do a speech.
Is that right? It's really well. I hope you're not going to be disappointed.
No.
I mean, it's not, it's, you know,
I'll probably
pretty much,
be too busy to even notice.
It's pretty much,
No, you know what I'm saying.
But, so yeah, today is the International Day of the Girl, and just do something. Those who aren't parents, you could still be a role model, you know, and that's what
that's where it all begins.
And I'm going to speak to the boys too, because I know we have boys listening. It's also about you,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's not just. I mean, we all. I mean, certainly, I think women have a bigger feature in modeling for the young women as far as being able to identify. The things, the strengths that you might want to see in the woman that you want to emulate, but it's the boys too. I mean, we as women serve as role models for our young men too, because as strong women.
How many single parents are there? You know.
And I always say that you know the young women, the young men growing up, should know what a strong woman woman looks like.
Exactly.
Not be afraid, not be intimidated, and just enjoy.
Right.
A healthy partner that will walk by you, not behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what needs to be said. So everybody go out there and make it a good International Day of the Girl and do it however.
Of the girl. Of the girl.
You know, I tell you, it's...
Not
it's,
just one girl.
Usually the titles that come around are a little bit more
makes sense.
Catchy.
Yeah, this one doesn't make sense.
I don't want to say I don't like it, but when I first saw it this morning, I said...
How about International Day of Girls?
You know, I
Maybe
don't...
Maybe we're saying it wrong?
No, it's International Day of the Girl. I think it might have started in Europe, and maybe conjugations and it broke down differently and we translated. I don't know, but there's something a little clunky about it, but it doesn't mean it's any less... important to celebrate, so let's do something today. Maybe take your daughter, take your goddaughter, take
mm-hmm. or take them tonight to Bella Vita and see Lori talk about.
Oh, you could do that.
Listen to that.
And he'll hate you for the rest.
International Day of Women.
There you go.
There you go.
So nicely said, my friend.
There you go.
So nicely said. That mm-hmm. was very. Sometimes I don't give you enough credit.
Well,
I give you cash, but a boom. Get it. Anyway. We have a great show today. Very good friend of the show, Tammy Lee Webb, is coming on, and she is always a delight because
yes.
she's a fountain of information. And you're talking about a woman who raised the bar. She's been raising the bar, and she hasn't. She hasn't stopped. She's
for
been raising the bar
time.
For like close to 30 years, and
I'm still raising it.
And still is. And you know that's the thing. You just you know this show is about reinvention. And, you know, at any age, it could be a reinvention. But most of the time, it's women or men, too. At a certain age, they're at the crossroads of their lives, and they don't know what career they want to stay on. They don't know if they're done, if they have the energy to begin or continue along the line of work they're in. And you have to carefully reinvent yourself. And that's what the show is about.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know, I always say this. If you can't live your life happily, it's really not worth it. Because when you think about it, and not to get too deep, we're really all living on borrowed time. We just don't know from one day to the next.
Oh, yeah. And then when somebody, you know, so close to you passes so
mm-hmm.
suddenly or, you know, getting
yeah.
sick, you know, have little time to live,
mm-hmm.
you don't realize. You take everything for granted. You know,
yeah.
you really do. Well, you shouldn't really take anything for granted. But... live your days, you know, happily.
Why I always say, just like try
you know,
to...
Don't wait for that, you know, experience to start living happily.
But, you know, the truth is, it's like there's so much going on in the world that seems rather chaotic now. And, you know, you can't dismiss that
it will
it's happening
always will be,
and try
I mean,
to be like a Pollyanna and
right.
say, well,
sometimes,
it's not happening.
Right.
But you do have to absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to...
you know, go behind it.
Yeah, notice the fact that
yeah.
there's still a lot of good and there's still a lot of reason to celebrate and there's still a lot of good in most people and, you know,
and we
reason
hope so.
To go on, reason
no,
to go on,
so.
And we, that's what we have to do. But she'll be coming on. And she also has a great new podcast. I think we're in episode 4 of her new podcast. I'm trying to do three or four.
I don't know.
But it's really... it's really clever because it's the
title. I've heard the first one. It was pretty good.
Yeah. It's still about the buns, and I thought that was really, really
very
clever.
Very clever. At first,
I was like, "What?" Oh, then I said, "Oh, that is really clever because of Buns of Steel, Abs of Steel." So I think that was kind of nice that you know she's gonna. You know, the truth is, that's just you know what she's known for. I mean, but you know, the thing is, she's the product. You know,
mm-hmm.
the thing is, that's just you know the nice tag that everything was
sure.
put on, but she was the product behind. All of that. So she'll be talking to us within a few minutes. Let me first look to my generous and lovely co-host.
Yes.
Who is very nice. Why are you looking suspicious?
I don't know what I'm about to hear.
Now I'm going to ask you, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah? Anything new to report to me?
Anything new to report to
mm-hmm.
you? No, it's been, like, thankfully quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's nice.
It's nothing
you know,
better.
When your kids... It's you wait for the explosion, right? You wait for
no, I don't
you want something to happen all the time. Otherwise, it doesn't feel exciting.
I
you
just had this
something.
Conversation yesterday with one of my clients saying, you know, when you were kids, you know, you weren't so busy in the head, you know. It was just like you did one thing at a time, you know.
Mm.
You had to do this, then you did that. But now your head is so cluttered with everything that you want to do, everything you're doing, and everything you have to do later. Your head is constantly going. The wheels keep turning. And how many times do we say, oh, my God, I forgot to do this, and the wheels will keep turning?
But you weren't like that. I mean, when
you're
your kids,
you can't do, you're not like that.
But, like, schoolwork, didn't you juggle schoolwork, and then, you know.
It was just that. It was, like, one thing you were worried about, you know. You wanted to get the schoolwork done so you can go out and play, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so many different things, areas in your life you had to worry about.
Well, you know, think about the kids that and I'm not saying this is anything that parents shouldn't have their kids do. The kids that have to learn an instrument or they have recital or
mm-hmm.
so they have to juggle the schoolwork with ballet.
Which
I think
well, they choose
fine.
That.
Yeah, no, but
and that's 99% of the kids. I mean, they have
beautiful.
After school activities that they like to do. I mean, my daughter did two or three things after school. It was just like we were constantly driving
mm-hmm.
here, there, everywhere, you know.
Yeah, I think it's good.
It's very good for a kid because there's nothing else in their life besides school, TV, and sleep.
And I think it's great because it teaches you to navigate and juggle different things.
Responsibility.
It's
responsibility in different ways is what it is.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, you have to show up for a certain thing. It's like, you know, especially your parents paying out for lessons or something, you have to show up. It's
your parents are driving you, so.
Well, not only that, but it's
It's a commitment.
It's a
commitment.
Exactly. And you learn to
and you have to commit
honor
to things.
Responsibility.
Right.
Which I think is a great thing.
It's a very important thing.
You know,
especially as we get older.
Oh yeah, because it's funny because I was saying we were having this discussion last week with somebody that kids now going out on their own don't really understand what it's like to have to pay rent or you know. Having to go out and buy groceries, and because you know they never had to, because a lot of the kids now aren't raised with the same, I don't want to say values, but the same structure that we had. And I remember when I was a kid, and working very young, I gave my mother whatever it was I made that week. If it was $30, she took $15.
Right.
You know, it was room and board, and you know. I had to put some in. I had a bank. Remember the bank books we used to have?
Okay. Sure.
I had one. And I would keep some.
And the Christmas clubs. Remember the Christmas clubs?
Yes, yes. That was a great thing because it's like every week you put something in, and the surprise was at the end of the year you saw how much you had. But that was a great thing because I knew that, okay, if I make $30, I really only get to keep 10.
Right.
I really only get to enjoy 10. And that's the great thing because you know that when you're out in the world – and you have payroll, overhead, this and that, you think, oh, yeah, you're making a lot of money, then you realize, well...
Yeah, you got to get out some of that money. Most of it.
Well, let me take this, and you know,
it's like
flying
over your head. It's nice in a bulk until it's gone.
It's like it's flying over your head, and you're trying to catch it, and just, you know, you only have so much to keep. But that's life.
That's life, and that's, you know, responsibility.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's, you know, look, I always say about the generation coming up, there are certain things that I have issues with as far as, you know, being slackers and being a little bit more lazy. But they're going to bring to the table a lot more
acceptability.
And just being embracing of lifestyles and culture and so on and so
forth.
Yeah,
and I think they're much smarter. They just don't know how to put forward it, you know?
Well, you know what they...
Especially because they're so much more computer-oriented and stuff like that. You know, they know how to make things on the computer, and it's just... That's the future.
But
the computer is the future.
But now think about our computer. You remember the computer that
the
was
big,
in the principal's office. Yeah, that was the computer.
It's like how the TVs were.
Remember
it was
phones.
Huge.
What about
yeah,
the first
the
cell
phones.
Phones?
Yeah,
the first cell
huge.
Phones were the ones that you had in those, oh, my God, those like those metal cases. Do you remember them?
Sure.
And that's, you know, that's
things changed.
And then we got the flip phones, and then now we got...
But I'm just saying, going back to the kids, they're much smarter than they were. Much smarter. It's just that you have to be less lazier because everything is at their fingertips.
But see,
at the
now,
that's
hard
the reason
to say
why.
Academically, because I mean, we'd have to look at test scores. I would like to think that,
right.
you know, the test scores are going the way they should be.
But they don't have to be book smart.
But what I'm trying to say is there's less of a social skill.
Yeah.
That they have.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I mean, you and I were raised with sir and ma'am and interacting and you know, we had to speak. We had to speak to people. I remember when we'd have company, my mother would say, Lori, come in and tell Aunt Bertha or whatever what
right.
you've been up to. I didn't have my head in the computer. I didn't have my head. I couldn't watch TV. When there was company, you stayed with the company,
mm-hmm.
you know. So they're lacking in that.
Well, yeah, that's because the computer age. Everything is just social media and computers now.
And you do need to have
interpersonal
skills.
Social skills.
When you go for a job interview.
Of course.
And see, that's where
mm-hmm.
it gets
right.
tricky. That's where it gets tricky.
Well, if they really want it, they know how to do it. You know? It depends on the individual and what they really want.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, I think it's up to the parents to take the phones away for a little bit and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, how often is our kids on the phone with their friends? I mean, I'm sure
all the time.
No, but I'm just saying, no, on the phone speaking,
oh,
not on the phone
they're
texting.
They're not even speaking anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
No, they're not speaking.
You know, and that's what I think.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, there's no social skills anymore.
You know, and I remember one time we were upstate, and this guy with DJ, we got friendly with a DJ who. Was very, very, very green. He lived, it didn't heat his house.
Mm-hmm.
He liked everything old school. And I remember one time John was saying he was going to, he was going to write an email or something. And he said, no, call me because I want to hear when you smile. And
aww,
I just thought
that was,
yeah, but
that
I mean,
so
think
different.
Of it. It was. And at first it's like, you kind of laugh and you went, what? No, but you can hear when somebody's
smiling. Right, yeah.
You know, you don't,
of course.
It's nicer, I think, to see a smile,
mm-hmm.
but you could hear when a person is smiling.
That's so true.
You know?
Very
and that's,
true.
That's you know, something that, I don't know, I just hope we don't lose that. But, you know, I think everything is cyclical, and I think that
yeah.
we'll lose something.
And then we'll
and
gain more.
Then maybe when your daughter has kids, or even when they have kids, it'll come back.
Yeah. It always comes back, like fashion.
Yeah. But it's true. But
no,
it's true.
I know.
I think every now and then, with progress, I always say there's always with progress, there's regression. But I think we move forward, and then all of a sudden, we have to get back to basics.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get back to basics.
Yeah.
So that's just my little...
mantra.
Yeah, that's
for
just
the
my
day.
Little. Well, not that I have plenty to say tonight. I got plenty
well,
to say
save
tonight.
It.
Yeah.
You
oh, I'll
save
come
it.
Up with up stuff.
Yeah.
I'll come up with more stuff. But
well, if I, you know, if the video comes out, you know, without you moving all over the place,
see,
you know,
see,
I'll tell
see,
everybody to go find it.
Now, this is the problem, my dear.
What is the problem?
I like to move.
Oh, you can move. I'm just saying in general.
You know, and the thing is, and I know, and that's why in a way I'm glad I'm not going to be wearing a mic, because I do use my hands a lot.
Right.
Being Italian, there's really nothing you could do. Sometimes if I do too
well,
much.
We have wireless mics.
Well, we should have really, we didn't
but
do this.
But it's not
right.
a big room.
But I'm just saying. I don't think we really, I don't think we invested well in my little.
All right, next time we will.
Thing.
If it goes
but,
well, you know what? We'll go on tour.
Oh, it'll go well.
We'll go on tour.
It'll go well.
and then we'll tell everybody what city we'll be in.
Oh, you're coming too? Oh, you're going to do the camera work and everything.
I don't have to come.
Oh, no, I'd love you to
come. I don't have to come.
Oh, no, sweet pea.
Hmm.
That's where you, no. See, now you're feeling bad.
Yes, I am.
But I want you feeling glad because, no, you take the lovely Elite Ziegelman. can I say your Instagram page?
Sure.
It's Elite Photos. The lovely Elite Ziegelman.
822.
Yes, 822, which is her birthday. And she is, we always speak about reinvention.
Yes.
Now, Elita has had a lengthy career in the fitness industry, but she is quite the spark plug photographer.
Ooh.
She is quite, you know, everybody, I'm prefacing what I'm going to say and support your talent. We live in a time where it's very easy to take a picture. These cell phones are just amazing.
And they're getting better and better.
And they're just absolutely wonderful. But you have to have the eye.
Yeah.
You have to have the eye. And I remember a couple of times when you were decorating something. And I think I have a good eye for decorating. But Elite would say, go into a room and just move a picture from one side of the room to another, and that's it. And it made all the difference in the world. And that's an artistic eye as opposed to, you know, somebody who does something nicely. But she takes wonderful, wonderful pictures, and the prints are on sale too. If you go to Instagram, for everybody who's on Instagram, I'm sure everybody is, Elite Photos, 822. And you will see, I'm partial to the black and whites.
Actually, my daughter told me, and my daughter really, really never likes anything because she's like, you know, she's like one of those negative Nellies when it comes to her mama.
Yeah.
Only to her mom.
Well, she probably says it while you're not listening.
Right.
To her friends, I bet you.
But she didn't have one bad word to say, and she even took a print of mine.
Which one?
She took one of the sunsets, the beach ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad because I don't like those anyway. Mm-hmm. She could take those. And she says, you know, Ma, you should sell these on Etsy because that's where people sell
their own things.
Because you will make a lot of money on it.
Do you know something? That's very smart. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, you definitely
she says,
should.
Her friend makes a lot of money selling his artwork on it.
I'm telling you.
It costs nothing.
Yeah. Those prints that you, I mean, you know, everybody loves, I mean, not,
and they're framed.
I never want to sound like a New York snob, but people love shots
of the city.
Of the city.
The city, your hometown.
Yeah. And people would definitely, especially the bridges and stuff, you know, those would certainly go. But that's a very good idea.
Or just the shot of a lamppost, you know?
Yeah. But no, speaking of reinvention,
you know.
The lovely Elite Ziegelman.
Yes, and that's what I would like to do for the rest of my life, you know, the rest of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
You can.
Yeah, and I could always have the other to have also, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, that's
but I'm tired of it.
Well,
you know, as much as we talk about how important it is, I'm not saying that I'm tired of working out. Yes, I am tired of working out, but I think it's because I train and I work out. I train and I work out. And it becomes very...
Yeah.
You know,
you
get burnt.
No, but you know what? Look, I think that any 20-year career or plus career is going to be something that, you know, after a while. Because, I mean, look, right now, as far as photography, you are, you know, you're just enjoying it. It's in the baby stages. So you haven't had to haggle with... anybody.
People.
You really haven't. You haven't had anybody say, oh, I don't like this, oh, do it over, oh, this, oh, that. Nothing. Nothing like that. So it's easy to love.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's just different. You know, there might be something that you might not like. I mean, it's more of a solitary, you know, I think it's the perfect thing, offshoot for you now for one reason, because... being in the fitness industry, it's one-on-one. You're with people all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you almost drown in people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that's you're
isolated. You're creating your own, actually.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I always loved art. I always loved to create, so.
Yeah.
That was like always my passion. As in school, I was an art major, so it just escalated from there. But I just never went anywhere with it, you know, because I became a mom, and then it became easier to become a trainer, and it was just something that I did because I did it full time to myself.
Yeah,
I took upon myself and said, you know what, I'll make money doing what I love.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets tiring.
Yeah,
you know.
No, of course.
As we get older, I mean, I love the fitness industry. Don't get me wrong, but as we get older, we see how everybody could become a trainer, how everybody, you know, knows the secrets, you know. Kim Kardashian is a trainer, you know. Everybody is a trainer all of a sudden because they got a nice body. Why? I mean,
you know what, that was always the case.
But that,
when
as I got older, it
yeah.
made me more angry and more angrier because everybody knows the secrets. There is no secret.
No.
The science has been the same for years, since Jack LaLanne days. It's the same thing. Eat less, work out more. That's it.
Well, that's you know, as far as celebrity cachet.
That's the thing, and it's not fair.
But see, unfortunately.
You know, if I could hook on to a celebrity, damn, I'd be rich.
But, I mean, look at it this way. Who does, he's a Matthew McConaughey does, he does a commercial for Cadillacs.
Lincoln's,
okay. Their sales have gone up,
of course,
40%
yeah.
a quarter because of that. Because
him just driving and just talking
that's
to himself.
That's what I'm saying.
But I know exactly what you're saying. But I don't want to see these celebrities thinking that like they're trainers all of a sudden. They know their seat. What's their like ET every night? Somebody, one of the celebrities gets pregnant, and how did she lose all the weight? What did she do? What is her secret? Come on. What is her secret? She went on a diet. That's the secret. There's no secret. You know what I'm saying? That makes me angry.
Yeah.
Those little stupid little inserts they put in. How did this star lose all this weight after her baby? She went on a diet. That's how. And she lost
and you know, see,
baby
we're,
fat.
We're looking at it from a different angle, too. And I know when my mother, I mean, I was a small baby, but my brother was an average-sized baby, but when my mother, who was always into working out, when she had me, I think she only gained 16 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And with Larry, maybe 20-something, but I think 22, but it was something that the minute,
gained
you know,
27 pounds, that's all I gained.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
really
because I worked out, you know. If you
right.
work out, you're not going to gain that much weight.
And you also were responsible for, I mean, let's be serious, we look at shows like I Love Lucy, and as
mm-hmm.
entertaining as it was to see Ricky have to go out and get Lucy the sardines,
pickles and ice cream.
sardines and the pickles and the ice cream.
All right.
I mean, I hear people say they've had crazy cravings, but I don't really know that actually happens. Or
no,
it's just,
you
know,
do crave, but you know what? You're more hungry. That's all it is. You're hungry.
It's just an excuse for eating.
Right. You're hungry.
You know.
And you aren't feeding two. You're feeding yourself.
You know, and I always say, you know, you're not eating for two,
mm-hmm.
but you have to eat better for
right.
two.
Exactly.
That's it. You
exactly.
know, and that's the way it goes, and unfortunately.
So I as we wait for Tammy, you know, hopefully
Tammy,
she's
lady,
okay.
Tammy, where are you?
Hopefully she's okay. We were talking about diets.
Yeah.
And we started it already.
Yeah. Well,
so,
and this is not like the lovely Tammy Lee Webb.
No, I hope she's
often.
Okay.
And I was just looking through my notes to see if, because she and I were volleying back and forth yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And no, she has the number and everything. I just
right.
hope that.
Let's just hope she's okay. But
yeah,
you know, we'll be here until
is,
she gets here.
This is not.
But again, we'll go back into diet and the industry, how one says eat this and the other. Did you ever see the video that was streaming on Facebook? It was like one of those like old-time like Leave It to Beaver thing in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
They started there, and it was saying, oh, you know, they're cooking up eggs, and then the guy comes in and said, don't eat eggs, they're bad for you.
Yeah.
And then after she served them, she took it away. 10 years later, she was cooking just egg whites. So he goes, no, eat the eggs. He comes back in, eat the eggs, they're good for you. So this is what the diet industry is like. You hear that it's bad for you, that you hear that it's good for you. What is good and what is bad?
But that egg thing happened. how many times in my lifetime, I remember it like at least
but it was just,
five different times.
Right.
Eggs aren't good, just have the egg whites,
right.
And the yolks are good.
Right.
Yeah.
And now have at least just 2 eggs a week. Don't have more than that. I mean, come on. I mean, that's why people are so overweight, because they don't know what to do or who to listen to anymore. What is the correct way?
But, you know, I think that with anything.
But that was a great thing about the diet industry, because that's exactly what it does. It tells you, eat this, and then it tells you 2 weeks later, don't eat that.
You know, and it's funny because, and we're a part of this, so I'm not going to besmirch anything that we've done, but it's the way a lot of people that are so against the medical industry,
mm-hmm.
they'll say things like, well, why would I go to a doctor? Because they get paid to keep you sick. And, you know,
yeah, it depends on what kind of ailment you have.
See, that's the whole thing. So,
yeah.
But people will feel that way about, it's like, well, you know what, they're trying. Like, holistic medicine heals the whole body,
right.
As opposed to Western medicine that we used to, treats the symptoms and not the core and the root
right.
of the problem. So in a way, can you look at it and say, well, why go to a doctor when they're going to keep me coming back? And for, you know, then, look, let's be serious. No one has ever healed.
Mm-hmm.
Things will come back. A fever will come back.
Right.
Strep throat will come back. That's just the way it is.
Sure.
So that's their thought. Why would a doctor treat me? You know, and they get paid by every time I come back. So. See, we could say that the diet industry is specifically deceptive. You know,
yeah, because you gotta constantly, you know, buy or not buy. But it's a little different. It's a little different because you have to eat food. You don't have to take medicine unless you have to, you know, for life or death,
yeah.
Or you know, depression, whatever it is. But you have to eat to survive. That's why anorexic people need to learn how to eat the correct way, because they have to eat. You know, it's an eating disorder,
well, that's the thing.
And you have to learn to eat the right way.
Yeah.
You cannot eat, you know, you have to eat.
Well, that's the whole thing, their relationship with
but
food.
But diet and medicine are a little too, you know, a little different unless you take medicine like you do food. You do it, you overly do it. And
yeah.
You could usually tell a person that overly does medicine and overly does food.
Yeah.
It's always the same concept because they're feeding something. They're feeding something that's missing in their life,
well,
you know, or their happiness. Something is definitely wrong and off.
Well, that's the thing, you know, that expression, all things in moderation.
Right. Well,
and
yeah.
It's true because that's, you know, that would be the key to everything. That, I mean, think about how humankind would be. Oh, it would be a very different civilization. Think about
mm-hmm.
it. If we weren't worried about, we just wanted a modest amount of land for our family, a modest income for, you know, it's all
yeah.
we need.
And that's enough.
And that's enough.
Imagine. Happiness, a lot of people, I think, would be more happier.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely think so.
You don't
because
have to thrive for so much or keep up with the Joneses or I want that or I can't have that.
Yeah.
You'll be depressed about it, you know. It's just, it'll be so much better.
Yeah, because, I mean, I always
yeah.
have, don't get me wrong, I like making money, but there's only so many cars you could drive at the same time, so
yeah.
many homes you can
and
live at the
same
time.
People have cars galore in their garage.
Yeah. And
I just want one car. One car that I desire to drive.
Yeah.
I would never want more than one car.
I would splurge and get, like, a muscle car or something like that,
no,
but that would
but
be
you
it.
Can't, you can't even put it on the street.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, that would be it. It wouldn't be like, you know, look, Jay Leno could do what he wants. He's got, like, I think 200 vintage cars or something.
Yeah.
He could do whatever he wants because
he can.
He can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more like he's a collector. And,
right.
you know, he's got, you know, enormous amounts of money. So it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really matter. He could do what he wants. But it's that's the thing. It's really all things in moderation. And that's the one thing that we were going to be speaking to her about. And she was saying is the topic of diets, you know, is that
overly done?
Yeah, but
it is overly done, but only because people never learn the right way.
What's the newest diet out there now?
I don't know if there is a new diet. You know,
there was something that I saw. What was it the other night? I wanted to stick my head out to hear what it was because it sounded the same as paleo, but was something a little different. I forgot what celebrity was behind it.
Of course.
But it wasn't, it was more fish than meat. That was the source of protein.
Well,
I'll look it up later.
All right, forget about that. Mm. How many years already have they said eat more fish and chicken?
That's always been. That's always
how
been,
many?
Yeah.
So that's a new diet?
No, but
no,
it's
but
just,
that's just showing you that it's all the same.
It's I think it's cheese and fish.
That's, it's probably a high protein, low carb diet, as always.
Yeah.
That's the big diets that they do. Because carbs retain water, makes you gain weight. It's always like that.
Yeah, that's what I think it was. I remember it was something, but it's like, you know, how many times, and you and I always do this, if the TV's on in the studio, we'll just like, if there's something that's diet related, we just stop.
Yeah.
And we just, and it's never anything that's, you know.
And what we usually do is just make fun of it because it's just same old, same old. Nothing's new.
And people go out and buy it.
Yes,
people
yes.
go out and buy it.
Whether it's a gadget, whether it's, you know, a new diet, a book,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it is.
I remember it was Slim Fast was the
mm-hmm.
the big big thing.
Too.
Did you
yeah,
win?
I did. Years ago. It's a
not
real,
when you were thin.
I you know what I did it actually before I got married.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to lose a quick couple of pounds, and actually I lost weight on Slim Fast. It's a very easy diet.
Well, of course.
It's almost like the Metafast, and it's almost like the Isagenix. It's all the same.
What was the commercial? A shake for breakfast,
a shake for lunch,
and a healthy,
sensible dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I did. And now they have snacks to go with. All of a sudden, you could have snacks. Years ago, you couldn't have snacks. Why now? That's a Seinfeld bit. Why now can you have snacks?
I didn't realize you could have snacks.
Yeah, they have Slim Fast snacks.
Oh, of course. Okay. I thought you meant.
How come they didn't have Slim Fast snacks then, when you're starving in between your shake for breakfast, your shake
yeah,
for lunch?
Yeah, but you could have had fruit between, right?
No.
Really?
No. No, 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 no. You could only have those two shakes and a little dinner. That was it.
I never went on, so I don't know. But
no.
I remember Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah.
Was
he
lost
was a spokesman?
And he lost.
I think he had a heart attack at the end, though.
I think he had a. I think he put some weight back, but he lost.
That's
lost
the problem,
that
you know. Right, you go up and down in those yo-yo diets is the worst thing.
Yeah, I don't think Tammy Lee is coming on.
I don't think
and I'm
so.
Writing. I'm going to write her now. And did you know what's weird?
Hmm.
Because this is definitely not like her. She knows what time the show is, and she knows. The number, because she would have emailed me.
Eastern time?
Oh, here we are. No.
Is that?
Oh, she thought it was. She. I'm going to write her right now. We'll extend the show a little bit. All right, we are on now, Tammy Lee. It's EST. She thought it
time
was.
Time was wrong.
Yeah, it's not like her. Okay, let me give her a number. So, I mean, no, she does. She can't. And what is our name? Don't. Eight, I got it.
857-1867.
And for anybody who wants to, call in, it's 347-857-1867. We had a couple of calls, but a couple of times, but it wasn't nice.
They weren't nice
calls. Fresh people. So. So, but Tammy, we should be calling in any second because I said our time. She knows we're in New York.
No.
So, but that's okay.
Where is she, California?
She's in California. Because
well,
I said it's
3 hours
for always
us.
Do it live at 1 o'clock our time, so a bit earlier for you.
So it's 10:45 to her.
Yeah. So she'll be calling in any second. But I'm glad I checked my, you know what?
Yeah.
This is why, Elite Ziegelman, it pays to be anally retentive. You know that? It does.
Well, you know, if something goes wrong, you got to figure out why.
Like that time when we were just laughing before we came on the show, our show with Galad.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got stuck on the train.
Stuck on the train, and he was rushing, and Elite's juggling, Elite's twirling plates.
And giving myself some claps.
And that's... That was
go, girl.
Thing.
You go, girl.
that's what I walked back into, because I had to step outside the studio, get Gallaud on the phone, tell him, listen, X-nay, we're on the air, Vay. Please come. And then he called in, and Elite was just doing 10-minute solo show, right?
That's right.
10-minute solo show.
Imagine
she did.
Me, of all people.
You did it. What you of all people.
All right, I give myself another.
Yes. For that and photography.
Oh, all right.
You're wonderful. There you go. All right, see, now
it's the house of claps now.
I want you to bring that for tonight, so in case nobody claps when I speak, you just... And you can get the laughter. You can cue up the laughter if nobody laughs at
my
joke.
I'm going to be busy.
Oh, why? Just take some pictures. I don't want a lot of pictures. Plastered all over Facebook. But it's going to be...
No, I'm not going on
Facebook. And you're going to see my hands blurry because I'm talking. You know? So.
Is she calling in?
She's calling in. Tammy Lee, we're waiting for you.
Well, she can't hear us until she gets on.
I'm sending waves. Synergy, but the energy over the airwaves to Tammy Lee.
Any day now.
Tammy Lee, where are you, Woman of Steel?
Any day now.
Wait a second, Lee. We're still waiting. Ah! Get it? We're still waiting.
Oh, yes.
Oh, come on. You know, see? Thank you.
That's for the two people in the audience. I just got it.
Thank you. See, but you know, Lee, you gotta juggle with me.
I got it.
So she should be calling.
We're laughing.
I was gonna say she should be calling in any minute. She should be.
Well, I don't know.
You know, now I doubt myself.
I think the show is almost over.
Well, we'll go over a little bit because I want to, you know, I want her to come and talk about, you know, what she needs to talk about.
Okay.
But she's going to be calling in any second now. You know something?
Yes.
This is live radio, my dear. This is live radio, and this is where everything can happen, and anything can happen. And you know what? When they had these big productions on, and you know I love radio, they had these big plays and everything on the radio, like Orson Welles, you know, all these big productions. And a prop wouldn't work. Or a thunder. It's great. And you know what you have to do? You just have to be okay.
Yeah.
You just have to be okay.
We're great.
So, we're great. But what were we saying about Slim Fast? I want you to pay attention to me, young lady.
Well, we spoke about Slim Fast.
Yeah.
And then there were MetaFast that everybody lost their gallbladder to. Remember that
yeah.
doctor's diet that people went to the doctors?
Which one was that?
The MetaFast. It was the MetaFast.
Yeah.
Even Oprah lost all that weight on that.
That was, no.
Wasn't that MetaFast?
No.
What was it called? OptiFast. MetaFast, OptiFast, it was all fast. You know why they called it fast? Because you couldn't eat.
Yeah.
Okay? And everybody got sick on those. Those are not diets. You cannot live. That's a good, quick weight loss. That's not a way of living, though. And that's why they never worked. And people gained triple back.
Yeah. Well, she did, and then she lost it again.
Yeah, because she went on Weight Watchers, and she's eating sensibly.
You know, the truth is, any liquid diet will allow you to lose weight.
Of course.
You're not learning any...
That's why our friend Denise, one of our neighbors, Marcy, is going to a nutritionist. And what does she give her? She's given her, okay, drink these shakes first, and then we'll go on a little sensible diet. And you don't think that's going to work? Of course it's going to work. You're going to starve yourself and drink these shakes, and then she's going to add food in here and there. I want to do a nutritionist thing. I could be a nutritionist too.
Of course.
You know? So it's all, it's just a quick fix. It's a quick fix for everybody. Just to eat moderately. Don't stuff your face, you know. Weekends, have your little slice of cake if you want. You know, don't deprive yourself.
You know, the only, not that I'm endorsing this, but the only profession that has to operate like that is modeling. That's really it. That's the only time that, you know, you get a last-minute call.
Right.
And especially if you haven't worked.
Well, they
and
really should
you have
starve
to, No. But what I'm trying to say is if you know that, okay, in 5 days I have a shoot, and I want to take some bloat off of it. That's the
right,
only
that's
time I would say
that's
you
use you, the shakes, the quick little
it's,
fix.
Yeah, it's not a good idea to do that, but
if you have to, you have to.
That's
at least
living.
You got some nutrients in you.
That's your living. But that's I think that's
but
the
they
only
didn't
time.
Even do that. What they did was smoke cigarettes and drink coffee all day. That was their quick fix. Because
yeah.
coffee and the cigarettes just curb their appetite.
Yeah. No. That but that's I'm trying to think of something else. I mean, boxers need to make weight. Jockeys
yeah, but they
too.
Don't, they don't.
But
like
you don't
starve.
Have to. No, you don't have to. Although I've known quite a few jockeys in my day.
Well, jockeys
that
are different.
That have
right,
to.
Right. Have
yeah.
to be really underweight. You know.
Yeah, and they just
certain
watch
size.
The sodium
yeah.
and everything the week before a race
mm-hmm.
and everything. It's
how about bodybuilding? We spoke of this before.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. Well,
to
that's
do a total depletion of water.
Mm-hmm. That, well, that and
which
you know,
is so unhealthy for you. But they do it for the sport.
And think about the days that we're talking about years ago, and we you know, we were watching and involved. It was the purse for something like that was not anything astronomical that you would say. Well, you know, I want to make some money here.
Mm-hmm. No,
you know,
it was not. No, it was just it was really the love of the sport.
It might have just been
it really
something
was. The
you
love
know,
of the sport.
Something that looked good on a resume. That's about it. You know,
and the love of the sport.
Or no.
Not agreeing with
I am no that. Love of the sport, but I'm just trying to think. You know, I'm trying to think of the financial gain.
Endorsements.
That's
the
about
end.
It.
Yeah,
that's about it.
It.
That's
mm-hmm.
the only way you'd make money.
But
of course, love of the sport.
It didn't last long anyway.
Of course, love of the sport. But that's what I'm saying. But you know, Tammy Lee should be calling in anyway.
Are you kidding me?
I just tried again, and I just said we're waiting for you. We're juggling plates.
I think it's time to say goodbye.
Well, then let's wait until.
How long are you waiting for?
I think we should just wait a couple.
I wait 5 minutes.
You know, she's going to hate you.
Why is she going to hate me? She's 45 minutes late.
Because she thought it was PST.
Well,
that's what she thought.
All right.
And it happens, honey. You know
of
what?
Of course it happens.
You know
how many times I pressed on a webinar thinking it was my time?
That happened the other day.
Yeah.
What was
all
that?
The time lately. It was Central Time. Their time.
That was the
3 hours before
yeah,
again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. You have to, like, that time.
I didn't know it was Central Time. So they don't tell you.
They don't.
No, they don't tell you until you're there.
Yeah.
Until you booked it.
Well, that's why I always put EST now,
right.
just so people know. Like when we had, what was that nice guy from Ireland?
He called on time.
He called on time. He was lovely. We got to get him back. And what?
He was very nice.
And you know what was nice?
I loved his accent.
The accent.
Yes.
But that.
He was calm.
Right.
Collected.
That.
Sweet.
Weaving a yarn.
Yes.
The Irish love to tell a story. Mm-hmm.
But
and
they told
love...
it and that you want to hear it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And it's funny because I remember, I mean, I grew up mostly on the Italian side of the family, but I remember hearing that accent on my father's side
right.
of the family. And it was just, you know, it just, you know,
nice.
His father had
Call
it.
Me.
I never met my grandfather, but he had... the little bit of a broke, but yeah, it's nice. But he was just, we got to get him on again.
Yeah.
He had those. He's coming out with a new product.
What is
a
it?
A new
video series.
He had the scene running for
right
for
the
people
new
on,
right
on
exactly
treadmill.
Yes.
The treadmill. What did he call it?
The treadmill workout, something like
treadmill
that.
Treadmill workout. Yeah. So. That was, and we loved them. We watched them, but
yeah.
And your point was very well taken.
What's
you
that?
Thought it was better as an educational video than
yes.
than
definitely
treadmill.
More because treadmill. You want a little more, you know, running motivation. That was a little too slow for me. That's for me. That's my point.
Well,
of view.
You know, and also what broke up the momentum is you had that tour guide there.
Yeah, and he's showing you, you know, where everything is.
So it was like kind of stopping and starting.
Yeah, well, it wasn't good.
That's the first thing. Yeah. Who's the monk? Oh, it's just it's the tour guide. Oh, it's the tour guide. You're doing great.
Yes,
doing
and this
great.
Is the castle of the Grock. Okay.
You're doing great. I do a pretty good Irish accent.
You do.
Did you see that? Did you just witness
I
that?
I did.
That was something. You're used to my Italian, so I just wanted
I know.
I want to impress you a little bit. You know what we're going to do?
people.
Sponsors. No.
We're not waiting anymore?
We have to.
Okay.
We have to make a mention.
Go ahead. Who do we love?
Well, Lee, I think you know who we love.
Who do we love?
Topperson. Now, let me tell you something. Why we love Topperson. My mother-in-law took a spill the other day that her face, I'm not even joking, it looked like she just fell on a crack in the sidewalk, hit her face.
And she broke almost.
She didn't want to drop the piece of cake that she was carrying to somebody's house. And without exaggeration, her face looked like she had gone through the windshield of a car. I'm not kidding.
I believe you.
As soon as I saw that the wounds were consolidated, I put Topperson. You know what? I should have taken a picture of that old lady's face and sent it to Lou Paradise. Before and after.
Yeah.
She would have been game. She would have been game to do that. But, and I checked in on her today, and it's discoloring, but the swelling has gone down 80%.
Wow.
Topperson.
That's something.
I'm telling you, the stuff really works, and it's accelerating the healing. Took the swelling down. She's still in a lot of pain, but you know what? She was going to be in a lot of pain anyway, so that's
and
really
now you're
good.
In a lot of pain.
And we're all in a lot of pain. We're all suffering along. Suffering along. But Topperson,
Tammy Lee's. No, I'm okay.
I was going to stop mentioning Topperson. Topperson, www.topperson.com. And there's a Topperson for everything that ails you. Foot formula, regular formula, fibromyalgia.
Junior. Burn.
Sports cream, afterburn. You name it, they have it. Topperson for every part of your family, every part of your body, every boo-boo. We love them. They love us.
Hey, boo-boo.
Bruises love them more. That's Topperson. Muscle Sport Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
The boys that make noise on paper. They have...
The boy now, right?
No, there's another boy with him.
Oh.
There's another boy. And they were actually... Wait. They were out in Vegas last week, thankfully, 2 weeks ago, thankfully, for all that the horrible carnage happened in Vegas. They were there with, the
Honor
Classic, or was it Mr. Olympia?
I think it was Olympia.
I wasn't sure it was the Honor Classic. But they were out there. And they're just getting interviews right, left, and center, and they're in the meat of everything. And that's what we say about the magazine, all meat, no filler. Muscle Sport Mag. Check them out. It's $32 a year, $32 a year for a magazine. It's unheard of. $32 for 2 months, possibly. 3 months, possibly, but a year. Topperson, what is it going to say?
It's Muscle 12 sport. Months.
No, but I'm saying.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
I don't want to mention any names and get us in trouble, but that's what the prices are out there. And once again, tonight.
Yes, at Bella Vita on Highland Boulevard, 1919 Highland Boulevard,
absolutely.
Staten Island.
Absolutely.
We will be seeing our lovely Lori Towers
Thank you.
Very motivational.
I'm going to try.
Okay, and again, I'm going to try doing the best I can, videotaping her in one spot, and we'll put it on the air. We'll try to show everybody, put it on YouTube so everybody can take a piece of it.
And thank you.
And enjoy it.
And thank you.
And if not, we could always talk at your event. What's our number?
Yes, we can do that. 347-857-1867, or you could email us directly or inbox us on She's Raising the Bar.
That's right.
We could be there.
We could do
the show live. We could speak, whatever.
Yes, whatever you need us to do.
Whatever we can
we
do.
We are there
we
to support
do.
Each other.
We're supporting. And we were supporting
Tammy. We are supporters.
We were supporting Tammy Lee's chance to come on.
Yeah, well,
but we'll get
her
on another day. I'm sure she feels horrible.
Yeah.
Well, I will just email her and tell her all is forgiven. Come on again.
Yeah.
But that's our show.
But she's still the one.
She's still the one. We still love you. That's what happened. I can't stop. But we thank you for listening to us wax along. Those of you who tuned in to hear her, she will be on again, I promise you. And thank you. Go out and make it a wonderful day. Celebrate International Day of the Girl and do it whichever way you feel is right for you. Love to thank my lovely co-host.
Oh, thank you.
Elite Ziegelman.
And again, tonight,
thank
at 6 o'clock.
Much. Thank you very much.
Bella Vita, Highland Boulevard, Staten Island.
Have a drink, have a meal.
Meet us in person.
Have a laugh. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Have a great day. See you all back here next week. Take us home, Nina.
You got it, girl.